It's Friday morning, and it is time to go beyond the playbook. With us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right, Matt, let's take a look at things here. The Bills don't play until Monday night. It's the Patriots coming to town with their 5-2 record. The Bills now at 2-5 on the season.
Well, it's so appropriate that the Patriots come to town the same week as Halloween because whenever New England comes to Buffalo, it's been a horror show for the Bills and fans alike. Cover your ears if you scare easily because I'm about to heap some brutal reality on a Friday morning. In the last 10 years, the Patriots are 9-1 in Buffalo, winning by an average margin of approximately 16 points. And part of that span includes the worst defeat in Bills history, a 56-10 blowout on Sunday Night Football. So when the Patriots opened as a 13-point favorite this week, which, by the way, made them the heaviest favorite on the road of any NFL game this season, they were being actually a little kind of the Bills based on the last decade of history. And that sets the stage for the kind of expectations Bills fans might have for Monday night. Ordinarily, I try not to put a whole lot of stock into the longer-term history when it comes to the game at hand. It's often more of a colorful side note, given how much different NFL teams can be from year to year. But with the Patriots, it's two constants. Darth Vader and his evil executioner, better known as Bill Belichick and quarterback Tom Brady. And as long as they remain constants in New England, Bills fans are likely to get that chill down their spine whenever they see New England on the schedule. And I think I've exhausted all of my Halloween metaphors. Actually, I probably have some more, but they are fitting. They are fitting.
Absolutely. Okay, all right, let's get into the game. How do you see it all coming together?
Jay, I like to be an optimist when I can. I want to be an optimist, but the Bills just don't make it easy for me. So let's start with the Bills' offense as we wander deeper into this haunted house. I told you I had more metaphors, right? I know. Okay. Give me a break, right? Derek Anderson once again leads the Bills at quarterback. And with LeSean McCoy hurt, Anderson and the Bills' receiving core, they're going to need to have the game of their lives to match up well against the Patriots. And it's actually kind of a bit strange to write that if you were to look at New England's defense statistically. The Patriots rank 20th in points per game allowed and 25th in yards per game allowed. But catch 22 in this equation is that while they give up a lot of yards and points, they score even more. And herein lies the rub, as they say, primarily because the Bills struggle mightily to score, regardless of the competition they face, as they're the worst team in the league in points per game through seven games. And while the Patriots average 31 points per game, Buffalo averages around 12. And that brings us to Tom Terrific or Terrible Tom, whatever, depending on your point of view and whether you're a fan or not. Tom Brady is one of, if not the greatest quarterback in NFL history, with the asterisk that quarterbacks play in an entirely different era of rules lately, but still his accomplishments are off the charts. And at 41 years old, he's thrown the fourth most touchdown passes this season, but he's slipping a bit in that he's ranked 12th in yards, and I guess, okay, slipping might be a little bit of a stretch, but for the Bills to have a chance at disrupting him, they're going to need to jam his receivers at the line of scrimmage, buy an extra second or two to get some pressure. Brady has thrived and continues to thrive with one of the quickest releases in football, but he doesn't handle pressure well in the rare instances he's consistently pressured. So if the Bills can somehow manage to do that and their offense can find some kind of identity, you know, maybe they'll have a fighting chance. And I just figured with all the harsh reality, I couldn't leave you without a glimmer of hope. But unfortunately for the Bills and their fans, the hope isn't much more than a glimmer, as pretty much everything points to a rough Monday night.
It most certainly does. Sounds kind of scary as we get ready to follow.
Tell me about it.
All right, Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
Thank you, Jay.